Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio,
Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We have a lot going on this hour, as always. Several things. I got a lot of football. For Joe this hour. Got a lot of football. And that Joe's going to make Joe very happy. Got a lot of football to discuss. We have the basketball starting on Thursday night. We've got the hockey starting on Saturday night. We have the golf. I mean, the Memorial. What a massive tournament this week. A big stretch for the golf, Joe. Memorial, U.S. Open, Travelers. Boom, boom, boom. The next 3 weeks. We got Live in Houston this week. I know you heard me and Brady on Coast to Coast on Tuesday. I'm sure you got your picks in for Liv. Although that's one thing I like to give Joe the business about. That's actually something I have in New York that he doesn't in Jersey. I still don't think they have Liv in Jersey.
I can't bet the garbage. So
that's a little unfair to do that. To say it like that's a little unfair. You could have been a little nicer about it. But still, Joe, it's okay.
You can bash everything that I play, but I'm not allowed to bash anything. Unbelievable.
No, that's not how it goes. It's a one-way street, baby. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go, Ferta to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? Love it. I can't wait. This is it. I love the basketball. I love the hockey. I'm involved. This is basically, this is like cornucopia.
I have a clip for you on Wednesday on Coast to Coast.
Are you going to rile me up?
It riles me up, honestly. Did you see who the Edmonton Oilers coach let me get the exact quote here. No, this guy Knobloch. Chris, don't call me Chuck Knobloch.
Yeah.
Did you see? Hold on a second. Let me get the. I'm going to play you the full clip on Coast to Coast on Wednesday, but I want to give you the quote.
Well, Chuck Knobloch, the Yankees.
Chris Knobloch. He's the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Joe.
Okay.
So they asked him a question about how Florida has so much experience being in the Stanley Cup final last year.
Yeah.
And that his team obviously had not been here before. Can you believe that this guy had the stones to say, quote, "You can ask the Buffalo Bills how important Super Bowl experience is," end quote. That was from Chris, don't call me Chuck Knobloch.
So you
at his press conference on, oh, didn't like that. Guess who's rooting even harder for the Florida Panthers now, Joe?
Told you that. I told you.
I am all in. Whatever you want to do, Joe, alt it. You want to play him to sweep? You want to go for sweep? What is Florida to sweep? Now I'm gonna, I'm riled up now, Joe, with this guy. Chris, don't call me Chuck Knobloch. Let's go after him.
He really upset you.
There's no reason to do that, to take a shot at the Bills. There's no reason for that. I don't need it.
Okay.
Let's see here. Florida to sweep, Joe. Let's get it. Wow, 11-1, Joe. 11-1. Let's go.
Let's do it. I'm all
Florida to sweep.
I'm all
Let's
in.
Spread them out all over. Florida to sweep. Florida in five. Let's go.
Let's go. I'll do it.
I'm going after this guy now. This hump Knobloch. I'm going after him. He picked the wrong team. He should have picked some. And he find another analogy.
Wow. Sheesh. You want to talk about just upsetting the wrong guy, right?
That's what he did here. That's what he did. I'm not happy about it. Taking a shot at the Bills. What did the Bills ever do to him? Well, I don't understand. Why do you have to bring the Bills into it?
Well, he brought up a loser organization, and I guess they feel like they're the same thing, right?
No, I don't believe that. I mean, Edmonton's won a lot of cups back in the day. No time soon.
Well, so have the Bills. Bills won 4 AFC championships.
I understand that, but they didn't win the Super Bowl. That was his whole point. They went year after year, and they never won. That was the whole idea.
I understand what the idea was. I get it. But I'm just saying, Carver, it's not right. It doesn't make it right.
Well, either way, Joe, I'm going after this guy.
So go after him.
And I told you we're going to do Florida and Dallas together.
Yes.
Right? Florida, Dallas. Now, do you want to do Florida to sweep with Dallas in six?
Florida to sweep.
Florida to sweep with Dallas in six.
Mm.
77-1, Joe. Those are numbers. You can go get silly if you want. Put LSU to win the SEC or whatever it is you want to put on top of that.
All right. Let's
Big numbers, Joe. Big numbers.
I'm willing to do it. Let's go. I'll do it right now.
All right, I'm in. 77-1.
So we're
Bang.
Putting this all together?
What do you mean?
You said I could put it with anything.
Well, you could put it with whatever you want. I'm just playing the 77-1. That's enough for me. I'm saying if you want to put cherries on top, you can.
Man.
I'm comfortable really with just 77-1.
You think Skinner's going to fall apart at the seams?
You got to be kidding me here.
You have got to
be kidding me.
Oh no!
You know, Joe, I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to do any, you know, what's going on right now. But this guy, Ellie. You know, we play this guy every Tuesday, all the time. Homer there, homer that. He doesn't hit left. Never homers against lefties. This guy homers. You gotta be kidding me.
Sometimes you gotta go contrarian. Sometimes you got to step out outside your comfort zone. You want me to be your coach? Give me the numbers and I'll process it for you. I think that's what we should do. I'm serious. Because, like, these numbers, I'm not involved in the hockey numbers and the basketball. You spit out the numbers like a computer. Let me process them and I'll look at it and I'll give us the bets. Let's just do that. You want to do that?
I'm annoyed now, Joe.
All right. Well, sometimes you got to step up and take a ride and check it out. I don't know what else to tell you.
All right. Well, we live and we learn, Joe. We move on. So 77-1. You putting any cherries on top?
Yeah, nah, probably not.
Let's just play that. You wanted to do something together. Let's just do that together.
Okay. I'm in.
All right. Done.
I'm in.
Florida sweep. Mavericks in six.
All right. Yeah, that's a big ticket, isn't it?
That's a big ticket, baby.
77-1.
Well, I mean, we got two long shots in there. You got an 11-1 and a plus 550.
All right.
Luka to score a game-winning buzzer beater in any game of the series, 35-1.
Yeah.
Kyrie to score a game-winning buzzer beater in any game of the series, 43-1.
Let's take that.
Here.
I'm all in on Kyrie. He's won me over. He's put money in my pocket, so he's...
Yes.
Let me tell you, he's sitting...
Are we doing the thing I said to you, Kyrie to score 25 in every game at 35-1? Are we doing
sure,
that, too?
Why not?
All right, why not? Why not? Just keep going. Why not? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. So we're gonna be locked and loaded here with a lot of this stuff. This is the stuff that I wanted to get into with you because we are getting closer to, thank God, to finally playing this first game on Thursday night.
Yeah.
They got a lot of specials here for you, Joe.
It's gonna be good, Carver.
I'll tell you, this one's good. This isn't juicy enough for you because you need something that's got like four digits in it. But Porzingis to score 30 in any game of the series plus 175.
I took
bet.
The Kyrie one 40 plus at 25-1.
40 plus. What do you mean?
I took Kyrie to score 40 plus, unless that was game one.
That must be game one. No, that's game one because it has here Kyrie to score 40 points in any game of the series is 5-1.
So then I took game one. All right,
you could probably get out of it if you wanted to, but
I don't want
to
get out of it. Feel good.
This guy, you gotta be kidding
me. What are you doing?
The taters get me fired up.
The position is getting to you. You can't do that. What is going on? All of a sudden you're letting the position get to you. You're going to have nerves of steel. This isn't your first rodeo.
Yeah, but sure, Joe, it is.
But listen, sure you might be sweating in your shorts.
Yeah.
Okay?
You could say that.
It's all right. The sweat comes down the back of the shorts. You know the feeling. Back of the legs, you get a little sweaty. It's okay. Sometimes your stomach turns a little bit. You might have to eat something. It's okay. It's all right.
Luka to record 15 or plus assists in any game of the series, plus 350. Let me find some Kyrie ones for you. Probably I just gave you the Kyrie ones. Kyrie to record 2+ made threes in every game, 3-1.
How many?
Two or more threes in every game. Ooh, this one you'll take a swing at. He won't get this. Kyrie to record 3 or more threes in every game, 20-1.
Yeah.
Kyrie to record 7 or more threes in any game of the series, plus 550.
That's not enough. 7 threes. I mean, we're talking. I mean, who is he? Glenn Rice? I mean, really. I love Glenn Rice back in the day. Glenn Rice in his prime, unbelievable.
Very good player. Very good player. What?
So this is where I get into trouble. Where are these series bets?
All right, go to on the NBA tab. Go to NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And the first thing you should see at the top is series props, series betting. So it has the series, then it has the NBA Finals MVP. The stuff I was just ringing off to you is under Popular Parlays Featured.
I hate when they do this.
I hate Come when they on. Do this.
Just put it under one thing. Popular Parlays Featured. It's like I don't know. I'm at a loss. I can't find it.
Come on, Joe. It's under NBA Finals. It's the tab under NBA.
I'm on the game. Game one. Here, more wagers.
No, now you need to go hit the NBA tab.
There it is. I got it.
NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you should have, you see the first thing, Dallas versus Boston series betting. NBA Finals MVP. Popular parlays featured. Right? Got me now? Are you with me?
No, I lost you.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, I'm on the I went to the NBA, went to the game, and now it says NBA Finals.
Not the game!
I'm on the NBA tab. Now where do I go?
Now you see how it says games, NBA Finals, Parlay Builder, Series Player Props, Awards.
Yeah.
Hit NBA Finals.
I'm on there. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. What's the first thing you see at the top?
Popular Parlay. I have ADD. It's been a long day, all right? Come on. Give me a break. You make a lot of mistakes, too, you know. I don't call you out. Just because I can't
call myself out.
I'm kidding you. All right, so here's what we're going to do. You ready?
Sure.
How about this? Do they have one? Nah, hang on. So you want to do one of these buzzer beaters? I don't like the buzzer beaters.
No, I was kind of messing with you on that. I don't really want to do that.
I told you, I like...
I think we could play the Kyrie 25 points one.
I like Kyrie at 50 at 35-1.
Wait, what?
Kyrie, 50 plus.
Oh, that's for any game. 50 for any game.
So what's wrong with that?
I mean, he's not scoring 50.
Game one.
In fact, here you go. You can go play it right now. He's got no shot scoring 50 in any game.
Okay, that's...
You want to know why, Joe? Because Luke is too much of a pig. Yes, he gets in the 30s. But you're talking 20 more points on top of that. Luke would have to not play for him to even try that. Luke is too much of a pig. You know it. Let's do the 25 in every game.
All right.
That's 35-1. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Whoa! Good to have you with us. All right, Joe. So there you go. Well, tomorrow we'll do all the SGP and the whatever risk-free where I get $5. I mean, geez, thanks. You know.
Yo, look at you complaining.
I am complaining because it's nonsense. $5. I mean, come on.
Oh, give the kid
give me a chance. I mean,
lollipop. Throw him. You're making all this money in the golf.
Honestly, they know. $5.
They know.
Thanks. If you were like $5 risk free. Good. I can't wait to see how far we can spend that.
I tell you what, if you were like old Tony's translator, they'd give you a room.
That's why I'll just focus on the golf. I don't need to worry about the dopey game. I got a big week here. We got the Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you want to run with, Joe?
I'm thinking about Grillo.
Seriously, not the guys all the way at the back of the
Grillo.
Pile. Yeah, come on. He's 500-1.
So what is the problem?
He's got no shot.
When you do this, it sends chills up and down my spine.
I'll tell you some guys who actually in the 200-1 plus range that I actually would bet. Would you like to know who that is?
Sure.
Out of the guys 200 or more. Jeez, a short list here.
Yeah, I'm just gonna rattle off.
Maybe names. Cam Davis, 270. Cam Davis is 270-1. Nick Taylor fell all the way to 400. What a fall. I don't know, Joe. All these guys got no shot. I mean, they got no shot. I mean, can we get anybody? I could definitely give you some from one, between one and two. Kitayama, who me and Brady likes Kitayama also at 120-1, yeah. Davis Thompson's $1.50. This is tough, Joe. This is going to be. I think it's going to be somebody between 30 and 70.
No, why? Because of an elevated event?
An elevated event.
Nah.
Go Dangerous Denny hacks. McCarthy almost won here last year, and he's 80-1.
Go with the hacks, Carver.
He played just well here. Cam Young down to 70. Jeez, he's never that low.
Really?
Shows you where he's been.
Come on, go with the hacks. Hack it up. You know, you don't buy into these hacks as much. I don't understand what's wrong with you with that. Sometimes the hacks are where it's at.
No. No. Nobody that deep down the board, Joe. Not where you usually shop. That's not where I'm at. I've seen a lot of people like Siwoo Kim this week at 60-1 also. Things I've seen. Billy Ho, 70-1. Won here 2 years ago for you.
And I think that was the event that you said was had no shot.
Oh, I don't think it's the event. I know it's the event where he had the lead on Friday night, and I said he's got no shot to win. And he won.
Yeah. He wasn't good enough value for you at that particular time at 16-1. That I remember.
Take him now at 70. You want to take Finau at 65?
You want to? I'll do it.
Harry English at 100 is a pretty good number.
Harry's English.
Harry English, 100.
Let's do it. I'll do. You want to do Harry English first round leader?
He won the first round leader.
I like. You see the problem? I can't wait 4 days.
I know. I'm not waiting
4 days to watch these hacks mix it up on a golf course. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. All right, Joe. A couple of football things for you, because I don't want to forget any of this stuff, yeah. And I don't want to leave it to the end.
Big words were that he has tons.
A ton.
Tons of
Did
football.
You see the Sirianni? I guess he's been getting some Giant fans in South Jersey have been talking smack to him, and he responds by saying, "I got your best player."
I mean, all right.
Sirianni, tough guy.
Tough guy. I don't know. I sort of like Sirianni, but now I got your best player.
You like
player.
Him trolling the Giant fans by saying, "I got your best player"?
I like that, but, like, I mean, that doesn't, I mean.
That doesn't do anything for you, huh?
Nah.
Wow. All right. I thought that you'd get a little rise out of that, okay?
That's all right. I got your best player.
Did you see any of the Stephon Diggs press conference, his first time he spoke since being traded to Houston?
Did he talk about your boy? What did he say?
I got to tell you, I was very impressed with Diggs, with what he said.
Well, impressed in the sense of you have a different light?
Well, look, I think you know I never blamed Diggs for anything, and I didn't have a problem with them dealing him. I understood it from a team and a cap perspective, what they were doing and why they did it.
Right. Okay.
I was interested to see what the fallout would be with, because like I said to you a year ago, I thought there was some off-the-field stuff with him and Josh, not even necessarily football-related. I thought there was some things maybe outside of that. But some of the things he said, Joe, and I'll give you a couple of the quotes here.
Yeah.
When I left Minnesota, I was a good player. But I always felt more for myself. I felt like I was better than that and that I could be better than that. And kind of up to that point, I was just like, I'm going to roll with the dice and bet on myself. When I got to Buffalo, Josh was and still is my guy. People don't really understand what it's like to be out there. He really embraced me. We spent a lot of time together, and I probably wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for him.
Okay.
We had some ups and downs. Basically, bottom line, Joe, he also said Josh Allen was an important piece in his career. He said, I have a lot of love for him. He said all the things you want to hear him say about him going out the door. So I thought it was a nice job by Diggs.
That's why you liked him. It was classy.
I thought it was classy, especially since I thought that there was maybe some things off the field between the two of them.
Okay.
So,
do you still think that?
I think it's possible, but it seems like they've buried the hatchet.
Okay. All right.
And I think maybe it is going to be good for them. Maybe it'll be good change of scenery for Diggs. And I think that maybe good for Josh. You know, we keep talking about this kind of mishmash of wide receivers that he's going to be dealing with. And multiple somebodies are going to have to step up and fill the hole. But that might not be so bad for him either, Joe, to not have that, you know, kind of one super dominant guy there who you kind of always need to feed, right? I mean, this guy that always needs to be a part of it, even though he wasn't at the end of last season, especially those last seven games when they got hot. It's probably going to be good for both of them.
The marriage was over, right?
The marriage was over, Joe, but the marriage was... I understand they didn't win a Super Bowl, and not everybody ever wins a Super Bowl, but the marriage, Joe, was successful in that they both needed each other to get to another place.
And it worked out. They both
correct.
Needed each other to grow as individuals and find their innermost chi. I get that. You know what the problem is, though? Is that they were living with the in-laws. And you know that that's a problem. You know who the in-law is, right? Sean McDermott, the rat. He's the rat in the room, okay? Because
right,
he created the culture. He created the negativity. He's the one that, you know, didn't unleash Josh Allen. Let's be honest. The fall guy was Dorsey. And Joe Brady did a great job, but that's because your boy was reining back Josh Allen. And you still love Sean McDermott. If Sean McDermott told you to run through a wall, you would run for your head coach. He is absolutely the problem. And that is why I used to think he was a good head coach. Seeing what he did last year and losing gutless games to the Patriots and others, that was a terrible job by him. And you don't seem to think that he was part of the problem.
McDermott?
Yeah.
I've told you for years that I wasn't sure that they could ever win with him, but I also knew he was never getting fired. I'm not going to waste my time banging the table for a guy to get fired when I know he's not going to be.
Well, why don't you start the chant, sign the petition, get 40,000 signatures?
Because what is that going to do, Joe? That does nothing.
Well, you would much rather have a coach like Belichick than you would Sean McDermott.
Oh, look, Joe, I've said that I thought the team needed a change in one way or the other, and usually changing the coach is the easiest way to accomplish that goal. They felt that the easiest way was to clear out a lot of veterans. So they kept the coach and the quarterback, the continuity there, and now they're filling in the gaps everywhere else.
There you go.
We shall see. Well, they're going to try it this way, and we shall see how it goes. That's all you can do.
And if you underachieve, you still be happy with your head coach.
When have I ever said I was quote unquote happy with the head coach? I have told you I would have fired him on multiple occasions in the last few years. They didn't fire him after the 13-second game, which was his fault. They didn't fire him after the Cincinnati loss at home in the snow, his fault.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They didn't fire him, obviously, because of everything the team went through with Hamlin. That's why they didn't fire him. If the Hamlin situation, Joe, did not happen, McDermott would have got... He would have been out after that season with the way that it ended. You know that.
Okay. Maybe
and
I do.
Look, they were finished in November, and they saved his job probably. And now everybody, and I even said to you in November when they were playing bad, they probably won't fire him.
And you were right. You were right. But
let's see how they're going to try it now with a new cast, Joe. We'll see how it goes.
The pressure's on.
Or is it? Maybe there is none on him. Maybe not. Like I just said, it seems like they won't fire the guy anyway. So, Deebo Samuel says he's moved past trade rumors. I don't believe that for a second.
Money talks, Deebo. We know that. Money talks.
Obviously, Brandon Ayuk didn't show up there either because he wants money.
Everybody wants the handout. Everybody wants the BBD.
Did you see the Vikings moved N'Keal Harry from wide receiver to tight end?
No, he's more like a tight end. He's a big body, Arizona State, goes about 6'4", 6'5", lanky, rangy. He sort of lumbers down the field, not elite speed, can create mismatches and red zone opportunities.
Tyreek Hill says
Kuiper. He's got his head on a swivel, man.
I played you that clip on Coast to Coast on Tuesday of Trevor Lawrence talking about his contract.
Yeah, I know.
Tua was talking about his as well.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you that when we come back.
How about you?
Ooh, how about that? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879. So, Tua wants money, too. Tua wants money as well, obviously. And Tyreek Hill was basically saying he should have been paid already.
No,
Tyreek Hill.
Unbelievable.
Did you like the CJ? What your boy CJ Stroud said that he would rather have Eli Manning's career than Aaron Rodgers because he won twice.
Wait, say that again.
Did you see the CJ Stroud? Here, let me get you. He was appearing on the $1 Million Worth of Game podcast. Stroud offered an assessment regarding the completed career of Eli Manning and the soon-to-be-completed run of Aaron Rodgers. Stroud said he would rather have Manning's career. You want the rings, Stroud said. Eli's got two. You believe that, Joe?
Yeah, I do.
You want two rings or one ring and four MVPs?
Two rings.
Always about winning.
Yeah, but you see, that is the disconnect in today's society with athletes. Okay? It always used to be team goals, team first, and then individual goals second, because you can't have continuity if you have individuals playing and only worried about themselves. In today's society, in today's game, it's all about the brand. It's all about me, me, me. And then if we win, that's secondary. They get so much money. It's like, we didn't
win. This is almost like the Tony D'Amato inches speech in any given Sunday right now that you're giving. The inches Carver. We need are everywhere.
Carver. You know, it may sound old school. But it's the truth. You know, here's the difference. Could I just tell you something?
Yeah.
The greats, Mahomes, right, in modern day, they care about winning. Yes, of course he's concerned about, you know, playing at an elite level. Because without that, his team doesn't have a great chance to win. But it's all team goals. That's what made Tom Brady so great. That's what made MJ. He's scraping himself the flu game. He's yelling at people. He can't. He wants to win at all costs. That's what it is. I told you, the Ronnie Lott cutting the finger off, Thurmond cutting the finger off just to win a championship, man. Give me those guys, the guys that are going to run through a wall. I don't want to know, oh, I got to do 5 TikToks. I got to try and catch the ball with one hand, see if I can get 2 million views. I like to lay that guy out. I like to just, you know, like just blindside him with a crushing hit.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Unnecessary.
No, it isn't. Come on. Come on. It is. It's old school versus new school. And I'm new school, too. I'm about the brand. I get it. But that should be secondary. That shouldn't be first.
You're about the brand? You think you're about the brand?
I think I'm. I think I care about the brand to a degree.
To a degree.
No.
Maybe. I'm not
so
sure.
Way, I don't care what people think of me. I treat people the way they treat me. You love me, I love you back. You hate me, you get nothing.
That's pretty accurate. I'll go with that. I think that's pretty accurate, Joe.
That is accurate. That's the way I am. There's no middle ground with me. No gray, black or white. That's it.
Mm. Nice effort by the Blue Jays on Tuesday night. 10-1.
They're starting to be dead to me.
10-1.
Jeez. Unbelievable. 7-2 and 10-1. Like big bad Vlad. What are you doing? Like
They're finished, Joe. You need to stop putting logs on the fire.
I think the training wheels are going to start coming off that trolley. Training wheels, right off.
Jeez. You got a lot of afternoon games too, Joe. Braves and Red Sox will play.
Oh, that's
and they got way over the total on Tuesday night.
We're going to sail through that.
Pivetta and Schwellenbach. How about a big, juicy 9.5, Joe, on Wednesday afternoon? Yeah, 9.5.
Gas can special. I love
up,
it.
Up, up, and away.
Yes, up, 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 and away. How high can we go?
Cardinals and Astros have also gone over the last couple nights.
And that's a day game, too?
Yep, Blanco and Mikolas, 8.5.
It's an indoor game.
Nah. What does that mean? What does that mean it's an indoor game? They might have the roof open.
Yeah, but the ball don't carry with like that. I don't know.
It's always something.
Get some crazy weather.
It's always something.
Yeah, I'm just saying. They get those twisters in there. It could change the weather pattern.
Twisters?
Yeah, don't they have turbines over there? Windmills? What do they
got?
Could be changing the weather patterns.
Turbines. The Reds and the Rockies will finish their series in the afternoon as well.
You can't put a number. Could we go up to 20.5 in that?
It's Ashcraft and Hudson. They have it listed as 11.5.
Gas can special. How
they will let you go. Let me see how high they'll let you go here, Joe. I see 17.5 at plus 520.
All right, I'll take it. That's in the portfolio.
Come on. 17.5?
Yeah, 17.5. I'm willing to take it. I'm willing to take it. Are you?
No.
What's your name?
No. Getaway days.
You in this getaway day, not in college. You see, that's a bad disconnect because certain teams want to pad their stats in Colorado. The Bulls, they know they're playing with the Dudleys. Gotta go for it.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on a grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Only other afternoon, actually two other afternoon games, Joe. Is on Wednesday. Giants and Diamondbacks will finish up. Hicks and Montgomery with an 8.5. and the Mets and the Nationals, Severino and Corbin, as that is a flat 9 for that one, Joe.
So what do you want to do, flat 9? On getaway day, I'd say it's an under.
Well, it's an even bigger getaway day for the Mets, I believe. The Mets are going to... Actually, the Brewers and the Phillies are playing at 4 o'clock also. That's because I wanted to make sure I got this right. The Mets and the Phillies, Joe, are going to London this weekend. So they're playing in London on Saturday and Sunday.
Is that with the short walls?
The short walls. No, that's the, yeah, that's the one where the Yankees and the Red Sox were there a couple of years ago and they had a billion runs scored.
Yeah.
So those are going to be some heavy totals, Joe, in those games. And lots of long balls.
So that's it. So how high do we go?
They're playing in that London stadium. We got the right teams for it. Phillies up, 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 and away, baby. Tater time this weekend. Oh, man. On Sunday, you get Quintana and Taijuan Walker, who both have given up a ton of homers this year. So that'll be... Keep that in the bank for this weekend.
So you're trying to get back on? You, depending upon the golf in the portfolio, you can add that.
Yeah, that'll be... And it's a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. East game. So that'll absolutely be... Put it with the golf final round action. That Met Philly London game. Tater time to the extreme.
Okay. So that'll be fun.
At night, Joe, the Pirates beat the Dodgers 1-0 on Tuesday, and they'll have Skeens going.
David Skeens, huh?
On Wednesday night against the Dodgers, who have the Big Maple going. The Twins will try sending Chris Paddock against the Yankees on Wednesday night, who have Rodon. They just can't beat him. The Jays will try again against Baltimore with Berrios. That's an 8.5. I told you that Baltimore would clear that by themselves on Tuesday night.
You did. You were spot on.
Cubs spot on. And the White Sox will get together again as well with Tyone and Fetty and an 8.5 total at Wrigley.
I sort of like the White Sox.
Like the White Sox, huh?
Yeah.
Why? Interesting.
Why? I told you, anytime these teams play intrastate, I like the dog.
Interstate rivalry? Intercity rivalry, I guess that would
be? Same thing. Yeah, intrastate, city, same thing. You know what I mean. Teams know each other. You go with the garbage team. But, you know, they more times than not, they're punching above their weight. They're punching above their weight, Carver.
They're certainly doing that, Joe. Well, there's no doubt about that, punching above their weight. Tomorrow we'll get a little bit closer, too, Joe. We got to build, I guess, this great SGP where you got a lot more than me for the risk-free, so we'll try to get that done. Before game number one on Thursday night between the Mavs and the Celtics.
Can't wait. I can't wait for the basketball and the hockey. Can't wait.
I know. This is a long break. You would have thought, I mean, it would have been nice to get like one of them early in the week starting, but...
Yeah, can't do that, you know?
Got to wait it all out. Get it all the way through. I can't... And we are all in on Florida now, baby. All in on Florida.
All in.
Sweep.
Crush him.
Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.